Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Today on the radio show, because it's Tuesday, well, Chris Harrington, yesterday, as you recall, we got Chris as he was driving through Iowa. And I'm just going to presume he made it. He's going to be in town. We'll talk to Chris straight up at 10 o'clock. And then a Fish on Friday on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, so we'll talk to our man in Washington, D.C., Charles Fishman, who happens to have a giant tree down in his yard. Jeffrey, I have the theory that of all the unpleasant ways to spend money, yeah, obviously the worst way, I mean, it's not great to spend money on funeral expenses, right?
Yeah,
that's a terrible way to spend money, or to spend money on copays for medical,
sure,
dire medical emergencies. But of the unrelated to health and whatever else, I think one of the very worst ways to spend money is trees. Because you like to have the trees. If a tree falls, yeah, down, incredibly expensive, or to have a tree removed.
You really frame the house.
And you get nothing out of it. All, yeah, you have is a treeless house then. Yeah. You know what? Getting a roof, also thankless. Like getting a water heater, I suppose.
Well, I was thinking, I think you've done this one recently. You've had issues. What about air conditioning units?
Well, you're so grateful to have it, though. Like that air conditioning, I have had small issues. Yeah, exactly. I've had to have new air conditioners put in. That's good. You're so grateful to have it that you do kind of notice it. Whereas with a tree, you just notice it by its absence. Nothing's,
sure,
improved. You're paying thousands of dollars to have a tree removed. John just had his car accident. Right?
Yep.
He didn't have a car accident, but he drove over something on 240. And I gather it has absolutely ruined the undercarriage of his car. I haven't checked back in, maybe totaled. And then what you have to do is you get a check from the insurance company, but it's not for...
Correct.
It sets you back.
Yeah, for sure.
It sets you back. Any ways you hate to spend money?
So you bring up a good point, because one of my buddies, his theory of living in Memphis was whatever, you know, the best money you can spend is the $1,500 to $2,000. No, on tree cleanup.
I see.
Because he's like when you clean it up. Because
it's really expensive too. But no, it's prophylactic.
Correct. Now it's preventative.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
But it helps. Charles's point, I didn't realize this. So I walked in for the afternoon show around 1 yesterday. I walked out at 4 and I was like, oh, it clearly rained.
It did rain.
And then yesterday I got to the house and I had a massive limb down.
Oh, no.
Like in the yard. I was like, I didn't realize it was like a storm.
I didn't think it was a storm. I think the limb just gave up. The limb just gave
just
up.
Gave
it was a beautiful rain yesterday. It
it's
was
finished.
Sunny, hot. And raining.
Yeah.
It was.
And then yesterday.
We went out to look for the rainbow.
Well, like last night, I don't know if.
Didn't see it.
I don't know if you had this experience, but like it was bright, sunny, and like massive thunder was rolling in.
Yeah, I heard the thunder too. Heard the thunder too. Summer in Memphis. Anyway. All right. So the draft is tomorrow, Jeffrey, already. It's upon us. I can't get over what a gift it was. I'll miss Desmond Bain. And it may or may not turn out well, that trade.
For sure.
But it has given us this week.
At least we had this summer.
At least we have this summer and an active trading period. It's already started, in fact, because the Boston Celtics have dealt Drew Holiday to Portland for Anthony Simons and 2 seconds. We'll get to the Grizzlies here in a moment because I want to talk about them. But this is sort of like we had the Durant thing, right? We already had the Durant trade, and now we got the Drew Holiday trade.
Yeah.
What did we say? We said it was going to be an active summer. So far, seems to be. Drew Holiday, this is purely a money deal for the Celtics. He is owed. And he is 35 years old. He is owed $32 million this year.
Yeah.
$34 million, well, $32.4 this year. $34.8 the next year. And it's his option the next year. And by that point, he's going to be, by my math, 78.
Yep.
He's owed $37.2 million the next year. $32, $34, and $37 million. The Celtics, without Tatum, they wanted to get under the second apron.
Right.
I can't believe we use the phrase second apron like it's meaningful now. An apron. We're talking about aprons, Jeffrey. Anyway, they wanted to get
under the hard cap.
They still have to cut another $20 million to get under the second apron even after this trade. And if they want to get out of the tax, it's another $20 million after that. So Porzingis may be next. But anyway, so they trade. Now, Simons makes a good penny too, but this is an expiring deal. So they just have to pay him this year.
Right.
Whereas Drew Holiday, he's got presumably 3 years left. The Celtics are like, we're not going to win it next year. We're going to get rid of, and by the time we're healthy enough to win it again, Drew Holiday will be too old to help. And so, sure, helped us win a title. Great two-way guard, truly great two-way guard has been. His offense fell off last year fairly dramatically. And so we'll get a guy, Anthony Simons. What he does is he jacks threes. What do? We jack threes.
Come on in.
He, more than half his shots last year were threes.
Respect.
Now, he didn't guard like Drew Holiday or like me, really. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't guard, but...
That takes away from offense.
But takes away from the energy expense. But this is really pretty clearly a money dump. And maybe, who knows, maybe they'll be able to bring up his defense. Makes all the sense in the world for the Celtics. It's a little more confusing for Portland because did I tell you that he's a 35-year-old guy who's going to make $32, $34, and $37 million?
I thought you said he was
78. He's going to be 78 the last year of the contract. So I guess the idea is, I guess he's kind of their Marcus Smart. You know, like, let's bring him in. They don't have a problem like the Grizzlies did with Ja at the time they acquired Marcus Smart. But let's bring him in. We're a young team, right? We need a mentor. We got Scoot Henderson. We have Scoot Henderson and Drew Holiday. Plus, by the way, with Tamani Kamara, who's terrific defensively, Donovan Klingon, who should be and has been terrific defensively, and Denny Avdija, who is very good defensively. Yeah, we can turn ourselves into an elite defensive unit. It feels like, honestly, they're trying to make the playoffs. It's a little crazy to me that they took on a deal where they had to give up the second round picks. They gave up two of them in order to take on that bloated salary for the next 3 years for, as you point out, a 78-year-old man. But they're obviously going for it. So that's what happened. What did you make of that deal?
So, I mean, I just felt like it was entirely a salary dump for the Celtics. Like, that's a big starting point. I do agree with you. It feels like Portland's trying to say, like, hey, we had a good last quarter of the season with these young guys. We're exciting. Let's see if we add a veteran, if that helps. And, like, let's try to be as good as we can be.
I think they're trying to be as good as they could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely right. So, all right. I do think it's time. I don't want to rush us, but the draft is tomorrow. So I think it's time to
establish the official stance of the show.
I think it's time to figure out who we want.
I think it's time to figure out who we want
and who will be there and all of that.
We got to figure out where we want them to pick first.
Well, okay, what's your opinion on that?
All right, so let's, rather than like picking an exact spot, because who the heck knows, I think we need to have three positions. Trade up, make the pick, trade down.
Okay. I'm very clear. The thing I do not want them to do, purely for entertainment purposes, is to trade down.
Okay.
That is my least entertaining option.
I believe you refer to it as eating your vegetables.
Because it's eating your vegetables.
Yeah.
It's literally...
You want junk food right now.
You're doing this so you can get rid of John Conchar's contract. And it may be a sensible thing to do, but it is not what I want them to do in any way, shape, or form. So that is the last thing. The other options, stay where they are, trade up, or trade out entirely for a player. I'll be honest. I was talking to Jason and John yesterday, right? And
yep.
And Jason very clearly has the position, takes the position that he doesn't want another young player on the team. And I think that's pretty common, right? I think it's pretty common.
I would say he speaks for the fan base.
I think he speaks for the fan base. But you know what? Let's say they trade their first for...
The 26 first? This coming year's first?
Yeah, this first.
Okay, so pick 30. Continue.
That gets you PJ Washington. Am I going to be excited about that? I'll be honest. I'm not going to be excited about that. Here's the truth. John Hollinger has a piece in The Athletic now saying, remember we used to talk about the West is wide open?
Mm-hmm.
It is no longer wide open. It's just not wide. You can't say it's wide open. The Oklahoma City won by 16 games this year. There is Oklahoma City, and then it's wide open. Yes, injuries can happen, whatever else. But the West is not wide open. Does PJ Washington make them better than Oklahoma City? Or, hell, better than Houston? Or, are we really?
I do think it's wide open below Oklahoma City.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It could be wide open below them, but I don't know how wide open it is vis-a-vis Houston. The Grizzlies right now, I don't know that I put them in the same category.
I mean, to me, it is possible that Houston made themselves a more credible threat in the playoffs, but they also made themselves worse in the regular season.
My point is, if Zach Kleiman said they weren't one player away at the trade deadline,
yeah,
now they're without Desmond Bane,
mm-hmm.
What the hell does PJ Washington do for me?
Well, I think
he wins three more games or something?
He's a better defender. He's a
credible player. He's a good player. But, I mean, what does he do for me in terms of making this team? Does he take him from a 42-win team to a 45-win team? 48-win team?
Probably not.
I understand that that's what they probably will do, right? But I don't know that I will not be unlike Jason and John,
I guess, this is the question. How many losses do you think they had last year because of attitude, mindset? Truly just being prepared
to play. I don't think many at all.
See, I think they lost probably
some,
at least.
But I mean, every team has a bunch of those. If you're talking about screwing with the rotation and whatever and all that stuff that they did, losses that they shouldn't have had that were totally self-inflicted because they weren't five.
All right. So if you flip two of them.
But now now they don't have Desmond Bane, though. Desmond Bane is easily worth five wins himself. So I don't think they're better. They're worse.
Yeah. I just would like to see some people that are more professionals. And I think I get what you're saying with PJ Washington. In terms of if we're putting this on paper, you're right. And there's no argument. But I do think PJ Washington brings an air of professionalism that a young guy doesn't.
He does. But there's no question he would be an asset to the team, right?
But I'm saying your argument is correct on paper.
Will that excite me to get PJ Washington?
No, but you're also not the right person for this because nothing excites you more than a draft pick.
Yeah, whatever. So I guess my point is I'm not going to be mad. I'll be honest. Emotionally, I'll be madder if they make that trade because now I don't have the fun of a pick, right? If they make that trade. But I get that that is the sensible thing for them to do. But I won't be mad at all, and I'll be perfectly happy if they trade up. Because here, and this is getting to the point that I'd really like to see, I think it is time. I don't think it's premature to discuss actual names because some of you may not be familiar. So let's just go real quick to a mock draft on ESPN.
Yep. I think it's a two-rounder, too.
That's up right now. Let's see. Mock draft, ESPN.
I've got it for you if you're ready.
Okay. So I believe we know that Cooper Flagg is going to be the number one pick. That's
indeed.
Right. Okay. And in fact, what you know for certain, honestly, is who
like
the number
and,
one
it feels and, like one and two are set.
Number one and number two are 100% set.
Two being Dylan Harper.
Yeah, Dylan Harper is going to San Antonio. So that seems like it is 100% happening. So then we have three is
Philly taking VJ Edgecombe from Baylor.
Yeah, and the drama there is that Ace Bailey, who was generally perceived to be the third best player, is this explosive scorer from Rutgers, has not worked out for Philly. So there's interesting questions about where he might land. He supposedly doesn't want to go to Philly, and he doesn't want to go to Charlotte at four, and he doesn't want to go to Utah at five, I think. So he could end up at six for Washington. But
I can understand Charlotte. Why not Philly?
I don't know. Here are the guys that we know are going to be gone.
All right.
Edgecombe's going to be gone. Knipple's going to be gone. Yep. Con Knipple is going to be gone pretty clearly. Trey Johnson from Texas is going to be gone. Ace Bailey, wherever he falls, is going to be gone. Jeremiah Fears, the point guard from Oklahoma,
yep.
Who's an interesting guy.
Very fast.
Yeah, absolutely. He would not have been a year ago projected to go this high, and there's lots of concerns about him. But he can get where he wants to go. Malawak, the center from Duke,
yep.
I think will be gone, right? What's interesting is the next guy who they have on their mock draft to the Raptors, Asengue.
Yes.
Noah Asengue. I was looking at the mock draft over at The Athletic, and they have Asengue going, much
later.
Much later. Let me just see right here. They have him at 18. So okay, they have him available for the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
And he, by the way, is a forward / wing, probably more of a power forward and very raw European. Plays in the German league.
Yep.
There's a little bit of a link. But it either feels like he will be either gone or they're not interested in him. It feels like to me, given he's more of a power forward, he's raw, et cetera. Here's the problem, Jeffrey, that I see.
Okay.
I was looking at Sam Vecenie's draft in The Athletic. And the three players, and then I also listened to Chris Harrington and Drew Hill's podcast. And I think this is true. Three of the players, they each picked five players they wanted for the Grizzlies. And the three of the players who make the most sense and who I think most Grizzlies fans who've started to bring themselves up to speed on this have locked in on. In Sam Vecenie's draft, they're all gone. Okay? Now, that's not true of the most recent mock draft over at ESPN. But Carter Bryant goes 11 to Portland in Vecenie's draft, and he also goes 11 to Portland in ESPN's draft. Like, he's just not going to be there. He's the Arizona 3-and-D. I think he was Chris Harrington's number one guy. He might have been Drew Hill's number two guy. Whatever you think, he's just not going to be there. Can we agree on that?
It certainly seems unlikely at this point.
Okay.
So but maybe he's there if they trade up. And maybe
he would be
there.
This is,
maybe
this is
they
why,
trade up
this
to get
is
him.
Why I'm not going to be mad at trading up. This is why I'm going to get to that. So then 13 in Vecenie's draft, Colin Murray-Boyles, who's the unconventional player from South Carolina, and he's unconventional in that he is a hellacious defensive player.
Yeah, the position feels like the question.
He is, yes. Well, two problems. He can't shoot, and he's really more of a power forward. He can guard, I think, 1 through 4, right? He is, if you want
I've watched him play probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 times last year. He stands out because you do notice him. Like, he makes plays. But
if we want someone with the dog in him,
yeah,
if you worried about, my God, where we need players with edge, what the hell happened? When Dylan Brooks and, Steven Adams, and they left the building and you were left with a team that, let's be honest, felt soft. Don't you think?
Absolutely. This
There's
has been my
complaint
for
2 years. There's nothing soft about Colin Murray.
Agree.
Right? You agree with that?
Totally agree.
But in the Vecenie draft, he goes 13 to the Hawks. And in the ESPN draft, he goes 10 to the Suns.
Yeah.
Grizzlies are at 16. He's not going to be there.
Now, the Suns might be a team that's looking for more picks.
But can we? But let's just establish. I'm trying to establish first who's going to be there at 16.
Yeah.
Can we agree he's not going to be there?
I think so.
Seems unlikely. So then you go Cedric Coward. Now, he's the guy.
Sedheads.
Yeah. He's the guy who, over the ESPN draft, they now project him to the Grizzlies.
Yep.
Do you have it in front of you?
I do.
Read the narrative.
Coward has seen his stock explode over the past months as teams have gotten a closer look at his impressive physical tools, perimeter shooting, and defensive potential, creating a better understanding of his late blooming trajectory. A young senior who turns 22 on September the 11th, Coward fits a mold every NBA team is seeking with his size and frame and career 38% three-point shooting. He could still have room to improve, as he was improbably playing Division III basketball 3 years ago. He worked out Monday for Memphis, quote, 1-on-0 because he still hasn't progressed yet to 3-on-3 settings. That feels like a Taylor Jenkins thing, which was just acquired the number 16 pick from Orlando. Coward also is getting long looks from Phoenix, Chicago, San Antonio, and Oklahoma City, with most teams in the 20s operating under the assumption that he'll be gone by that part of the draft. That's Jonathan.
He's not going to be there. Let me revisit some of the words in that narrative. Stock exploded. Impressive tools. Perimeter shooting. He's both experienced and young. He's shot 38% from three. Everyone's seeking, I believe, a profile. He's not going to be there.
The only pushback I would have is he might have a phenomenal agent.
He might have what?
A phenomenal agent. It does feel like he is the he's the momentum guy.
He's definitely the momentum guy, but is he a momentum because he is a phenomenal agent
or
because he exploded at the combine?
Also, important to note, likely the Grizzlies will have two Dookies going out. You got to restock the cupboard.
He's not a Dookie yet. Are you calling him a Dookie?
I mean, they're listing him as one.
He had, quote-unquote, transferred to Duke, but has not never played a game or probably set his foot on the campus.
Has he shut Coach K's hand?
He might have shaken Coach K's hand. He is only a Dookie in the very loosest sense. He was going to transfer to play for Duke, but then he elected to stay in the draft. I don't think he's going to be there, and it's why we don't have to agree on this, I will take the unconventional perspective that not only am I happy if they make a pick tomorrow night, I'm happy if they trade up to make one of those picks tomorrow night.
Okay.
That is my position. I am totally happy, and I will be kind of psyched if they use a future one, not the Suns. I want to hang on to that one. I want to watch the world explode around the Suns, or the Sun explode, I guess it would be. I will be perfectly happy if they not only stay put, if they trade up. You will be unhappy if they don't deal that pick for a player, that pick, and Cole Anthony for a player.
I think where I've decided is I'm just going to be unhappy if they do nothing. And I understand that I'm not going to sit there and come in on Thursday and kill them and say, you didn't do something. I'm just saying, when you're talking about your emotional preference, my emotional preference will be if they pick at 16, it's like, well, they didn't get anything done.
What will not be inspiring to me, and again, I booed the pick of Josh Allen to the Bills. So let's be clear.
We thought they got a Josh.
And that is a draft that I played really close attention to for years. Every day I was locked in, and I was so depressed when they picked Josh Allen. So take my wisdom here. This draft, I paid no attention to until last week.
And I will say, though, while you were depressed, it did not take you long to talk yourself into them. When they start
playing. Screw all those doubters. Yeah, absolutely. No, that night, really,
when he just started playing, like when they play, even though he was missing passes, right. You're like, this is
remember,
at least it's
by
fun.
The way, he not only had the inaccuracy thing, as soon as they drafted him, he had a whole old tweets thing. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
He had some old tweets.
Was he kissing?
Or he said something vaguely insensitive.
I can't remember if he was kissing. They're rap lyrics too.
Maybe yeah. So it was. So I am not at all like I have. My convictions are based on almost nothing in this draft. Okay, but I have a second conviction, and that is that if they stay where they are, The three players I mentioned, they're going to be gone. Okay? I'm convinced of that. Again, based on very little.
Based on reading two mocks.
But I'm convinced. No. I have deeper than that. I think the guy who they will pick, if I had to name a name, Liam McNeely.
Okay, so I've thought deeply about this.
Mm-hmm. From UConn.
Yeah. I like Liam. I worry with.
I don't like the name Liam.
Yeah, it's the back half of William, though.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Really? There's a lot of Liams now in the world.
I don't love his defense, but if you tell me that, like, could that be a Desmond Bane replacement?
That's the thing.
Yeah, I'm in.
So Liam McNeely for UConn, he came in, and he is expected to be a shooter, just a knockdown shooter. That's what he was supposed to be. And he comes to UConn, and he has to play on the ball more than off. Like, people have made a lot of excuses for the fact that
Mahaney couldn't play. That was the problem.
He shot 38% from the field and 32% from three, and he's a shooter. But everyone seems to be convinced that he actually is a shooter and that the genius up there wasn't able to put him in position to be a shooter. Or the roster.
I feel confident on speaking on UConn. Uh-huh. I'm going to take up for the genius.
Uh-huh. The roster. Who assembled the roster?
Correct. They went all in on Mahaney from St. Mary's, and he can't play. Like, when it got to the athletic, like, he could play in the West Coast Conference where his athleticism wasn't an issue, but because they paid a lot of money and went all in on him, and he couldn't play, that forced basically Liam to be the offense. And
so he's trying to do too much.
Correct.
So what do you think of? And I won't be mad if they stay put. Listen, I'm not. I'll talk myself into anyone. Who am I?
I will say this: when we found out last week that we had a pick, and I saw that Liam was there at 18, I said, just like in passing, well, if they get Liam at 16,
I mean, he's
not
a Dookie, but he is white.
Yeah, but what if UConn's the new Duke?
Oh, I see. So. It's like drafting a Dookie.
Correct.
I mean, and they did. They got a UConn last year.
Correct. We're ushering
gutty,
out
gritty.
We're ushering out Dookies, and we're bringing
in
Huskies.
That's what Liam is.
Yeah.
All of those things that they often attach to white players: mm-hmm. gutty, gritty, gamer. You know, but he's a shooter.
I don't know if he's the son of a coach, but I think he's the son of. I think his mom was a good player.
Last name's McNeely.
Yeah.
So I think that's who they're. If I had to literally tell you.
Oh, here we go. McNeely's great-grandfather, grandfather, mother, and two of his uncles played college basketball. Like, that's way better than being a coach's kid.
That's way better than being a coach's kid.
That's, like, in your blood.
Liam McNeely is my predicted pick. Now,
Gym rat. What else do we need? Gym rat. Let's get our coded white guy thing.
Son of a coach, daughter of a whatever.
A mother who played.
He is my official. Now, I have one other question here before we take a break, and we're going to come back and play Believe It or Not. Then we talk to Chris Harrington. Then we got Fish on Friday on Tuesday. There are a lot of centers, and in particular, there's centers they could pick where they are, right? For example, Danny Wolfe could be one, or Thomas Sober could be one. Those two are sort of around.
I mean, it's looking like Derek Queen might be kind of in that.
I don't think he's going to fall. And he's offensively gifted, but he's not a great defensive player. He could fall. But the ones who are usually there at 16 are Sober and Wolf. Okay, Wolf from Michigan, and Sober's from Georgetown. Then if they trade back, there's also, by the way, Asa Newell, who they supposedly worked out from Georgia, who's kind of a tweener.
Yep.
If they trade back, there's a couple of other centers, Kalkbrenner and Renaud from Stanford, right? Two big dudes, right?
Kalkbrenner is very big.
Big dude.
Yes.
Will you be disappointed if they use the pick? I don't know. I haven't resolved how I feel about this. To get the backup to the pick that they used last year on a center because he's hurt?
I think I will be disappointed, because what I've talked myself into was we're just needing, like, we're putting together a team for this season, in my opinion. If they use one of those late picks to get one of the centers that has, like, long-term concerns, but, like, if you wanted to get Jahni Broome.
But Cole Brenner could step in and block shots tomorrow.
Yeah, but then you've just used back-to-back first-rounders on centers.
That's what I'm getting at. Is that the issue that's good? Because he would fit a need for this year until Edie's ready.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'd rather figure out a way to use those last two. Like, they got Xavier Tillman in the second round around where they're picking.
You'd like them to use in the second
round. I'm not asking them to get a guy for 5 years. I'm asking them to get a guy to basically come in and play 30 games and give some
so
depth.
You will be disappointed if the first round is used on a center, period.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the other thing I wanted to establish. All right. If you're selling your house, we'll come back to Believe It or Not in a minute. We got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. Fish on Friday on Tuesday after that. If you're selling your house, listen, you might be thinking about getting a cash offer because the economy's kind of weird. And you get calls probably every day. You selling your house? Call blah blah blah. Well, don't do that. Do not do that. If you want to go that route, and there are reasons to go that route, it's simpler. You don't have to spend money fixing up your house. You don't have to have showings. You don't have to have the suspense. Call Josh Hysaw, because unlike giving you a lowball offer, he will give you an offer at full market price for your home. Same convenience as those unsolicited offers, but will pay you significantly more. Buy your house regardless of its condition, no need for repairs, and up to 4 months to move out. It's Josh Hysaw and the team at Keller Williams Realty. You can check them out at joshhasthebuyers.com. Going to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the summer of 1,000 engagements at Robert Irwin Jewelers, which means Save up to 40%. Save up to 40% at Robert Owen Jewelers. Plus, for a limited time, you get a free Yeti Tundra cooler with your purchase. If you're outside these days, you know you need a cooler. Free Yeti Tundra cooler. As they phrase it here in this ad I'm reading, that I believe in deeply because I shop at Robert Owen Jewelers. Proposals need ice, and Robert Owen Jewelers is delivering it in more ways than one. Spend $24.99, and you get a free Yeti Tundra cooler. I'll be honest. I've shopped at Robert Irwin Jewelers just for the beautiful things they offer and the prices they offer, and I didn't get a Yeti cooler out of it.
Buy ice, get ice.
But you can. Buy ice, keep your ice, get ice. I guess it's sort of get ice. Anyway, the main thing is you're getting the cooler, but you're saving 40% off, and all the same wonderful things that keep me going to Robert Irwin Jewelers should keep you going. For example, if you are buying an engagement ring, first, congratulations. Secondly, you go to Robert Irwin Jewelers, you get the meant-to-be guarantee. It is a nerve-wracking experience shopping for an engagement ring, emotionally and financially. But at Robert Irwin Jewelers, A, they're not going to ask you to, like, hock a kidney in order to pay for it. And secondly, you have 365 days to return it. So there you do have, it's exactly what it says. You got incredible peace of mind. Plus, lowest price on GIA certified natural diamonds in the Mid-South. Again, save up to 40%, and with a purchase of $24.99 or more, you get a free Yeti Tundra cooler. It is Robert Irwin Jewelers, bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, or RI Jewelers. Shop any of their five locations or RI Jewelers online. Jeffrey, let's play Believe It or Not. Dane Danger is going to play for the Memphis Tigers this year.
I'm going to say I don't believe it. I know we got the news today that the waiver was denied. That wasn't really shocking to me. I am a little more skeptical. It feels like the NCAA is kind of winning some of these court cases where guys are trying to just get an extra year.
Well, it's interesting because Parth had a piece, a very well-timed piece up at the Daily Memphian that I would urge you to read about exactly that, about how he, analyzing how he would do on appeal. I think everyone thought the waiver was going to be denied,
yeah,
right? And so how would he do on appeal? Do you know, by the way, what his argument is? Have you gotten your mind around it enough to know what his argument is?
It seems to me like he's saying like the additive years that he missed prevented him from another year of making money.
Yeah, well, in the end, the argument to the court, I guess the argument to the NCAA was this. So you get 4 years, you get 5 years to play for.
Right.
Okay. And here's the years. Here's his years. 2021, redshirted, injury, all of that.
Right.
Just didn't play a game. So that's one of the five.
Right.
Okay. But then the next four, 21-22, he played three games for Baylor and then he transferred. And then the next three, he just played whole seasons.
Right.
Illinois, and Memphis. There's no argument that he's played three full seasons. The argument is that 21-22 season, when he played three games and then transferred, shouldn't be held against him. In college basketball, unlike college football, you don't get a certain amount of games. You play one game, it counts, right?
Right. There's not a percentage of that allows you to take another. He'd already taken a red shirt.
And So that's what the NCAA said. NCAA said the rules are clear. You can play four seasons in 5 years. You had 5 years and you played four seasons.
Right.
Like the end. Like that is it. And by the way, to the extent that you think you were disadvantaged because you only played three games for Baylor in 21-22, part of that's because you decided to transfer.
Right, you left.
You could have played more than three games. So that's the argument. Now, the argument, he will be challenging this on antitrust grounds, that this is a restraint on his rights and all of that. And he will be asking for an injunction. And so Parth looked into this, there have been 21 eligibility lawsuits filed against the NCAA since January 1. Since January 1. Okay. 14 are still active. So that means seven have been decided. Seven are no longer active, right?
Math checks out.
So that's the math. There's 21, 14 are still active. So of the seven that are inactive, six of them ended in a judge denying a TRO or a preliminary injunction. And the other one, the seventh, was dismissed before a judge even reached decision on whether to grant a TRO.
Yeah.
That is not promising.
No. Like, the only one that has been successful so far was Diego Pavia's, but Diego was arguing a different way. Diego's argument was that junior college...
Totally different argument. And I, right. By the way, this is since January 1, so I think that's why I didn't include here. But but there you go. Of the 14 active cases, there's 14 remaining that are active. Plaintiffs in three of them have been granted a TRO or a preliminary injunction. Okay? So three have gotten the injunction. And the truth of the matter is, the way you get an injunction, basically, the basic rule of law is... You have, they balance the probability of success on the merits. Are you ultimately going to win? And will there be damage in the meantime? Essentially, will something happen in the meantime that can't make up for? So it's very clear that there is irreparable damage done here if he can't play. But the problem is that if there's zero chance that he's going to ultimately win in the long term,
right,
they won't give you a TRO, even if you're going to suffer irreparable damage. But on the other hand, if it's this is kind of a coin flip, whether he's going to win or lose and irreparable damage, then we'll give him the TRO. Some of it also, of course, comes down to the judge.
Sure.
Literally just the judge. And for Dane Danger, it doesn't matter if you ultimately win on the merits, because the TRO, the case is going to take so long to decide, you're going to play your year and it's going to be over before the case is resolved. So all you need is the James Wiseman injunction. That's all you need.
Yes.
So I think it's a long shot. And if I had to answer that question, how would I phrase it? He will play. He'll be a Tiger this year?
Yeah.
I would say I do not believe that. But I think there's a 15% chance.
Yeah, I can get along with that. Because to your point, all he needs is some judge to say, here's the injunction. Because once that happens...
And there are players who have gotten injunctive relief.
I will say the momentum
but not
is...
most.
But momentum has not been working in that direction.
No, I think that's right. Okay. NBA should be delighted... with the ratings for the finals and particularly for Game 7.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm going to say I don't believe it because it's delighted. Game 7's historically like pop monster numbers. And it popped obviously the best number, but I looked it up yesterday, Jeff. It still would have been outside of the top 100 broadcast of last year.
Well, it's amazing. So they got a 16.3 for Game 7. The last Game 7, which was 2016, 16.3 million people watched. The last Game 7 in 2016, 31 million.
Yeah.
Now, that's more about the way we view things rather than the way that the NBA is going.
Yes,
but if you look at the NFL,
though,
the numbers aren't so different.
Well, and also, they now have the Nielsen out-of-home numbers have been trending up. Like,
here's an interesting perspective, though. So Game 7, just and again, it's not... I'm not trying to get into the small market, big, whatever, any of that debate. It's just, to me, interesting perspective. Who watches what? 16.3 million. Texas-Georgia SEC football title game?
16.8, I believe.
16.6.
Okay. So that was the 100th highest rated broadcast of last year.
Was it really?
Yes.
So the SEC championship game did better than Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Correct. Listen, the NFL's the number one sport.
How about
college football's the number two sport.
Who do you think did better? Notre Dame, Georgia, college football playoff quarterfinal. That's in January.
Yep.
What do you think they did?
So I think that was like a 15-8.
It was exactly a 15-8.
And so, obviously, the game.
But only marginally better.
And that game was delayed. Remember, we had the horrible incident in New Orleans. It was supposed to be December 1st night, and then it got played in the afternoon.
It would have been bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, right.
You got played during the day.
There you have a quarterfinal college football playoff game doing better than an NBA Finals Game 7.
Yeah. Well, and the other quarterfinal games that were played on January 1 did like massive numbers.
So here you go. Who did better? Game 7 or Houston Duke NCAA tournament semifinal game?
I think Game 7 did slightly better.
If it's slightly better, it's almost, trick question, it's almost...
The same?
It's the same. They did literally the same. So they're in NBA Finals, Game 7 did exactly the same as Houston Duke men's semifinal.
I mean, to me, though, this is the other thing I would have been curious to know. If Halliburton doesn't get hurt, does that change the number?
Does the number go up because more people would have hung in longer?
Oftentimes what happens when you pop these massive ratings, you see these giant spikes during the last quarter.
All right, here's my next one. Everyone in the world is now comparing KD's last years ahead of him in Houston to Aaron Rodgers' last years. Totally fair comparison?
So... because I got to ask this question over the weekend. Is there another player like KD that's like an all-time great that hopped? I don't know if I would say Aaron Rodgers. It does feel more like Shaq hopping around at the end.
Well, I think the analogy, so I'm just asking, is it appropriate to throw those two in the same hopper? It is, and I'm saying it is appropriate to throw those same two in the hopper.
I'm going to say no because I still think Durant at this stage is significantly better than Rodgers is at this stage.
I guess the reason that you would analogize them is
they both had Achilles injuries.
All-time greats, super talented.
Yep.
I mean the incandescent talent of, and it's an interesting thing of KD of being a pure bucket getter. And Aaron Rodgers being just a pure magical thrower.
Yeah.
Right? They were both touched by God, it feels like,
yes,
with these talents. And they both have had clear Hall of Fame careers. They have both won titles, and they both
and MVPs.
And MVPs. And they are both tainted for one reason or another.
And they both feel like you leave you wanting more.
They both feel kind of icky. There's less about them, whatever else. Now, let me ask you, who is more tainted?
I think probably Rodgers.
I think he's more tainted.
Yeah, I'm feel pretty confident.
Because I think people really think Aaron Rodgers is a toxic me-first dude. And I think people in the end, maybe not. Maybe I think KD may be a little weird, a little sensitive or whatever else. But mostly, I don't look at what happened in Phoenix and what happened in Brooklyn and blame him for that as much as the stuff that happened around him. Whereas I kind of blame Aaron Rodgers for what happened in New York.
Yeah, I mean, at first, my first thought was like, Durant doesn't insist on bringing his friends, but you're like, well, but he kind of did. I think it's true. I think Rodgers feels like he hurts the team more by his way, whereas KD feels more like he's just like chronically unhappy.
I mean, it's funny.
The more we talk it out, the more I kind of am in on this.
The more you what?
The more we talk it out, the more I'm kind of in on this. I think they're the same. They might be the same guy.
Well, the other thing is they've both gone to teams that are defensive teams.
Yeah.
Right? That need a bucket getter, yes. Like a touchdown getter. It doesn't feel to me like, I'll be honest, like, it doesn't feel like to me like Aaron Rodgers has any chance of making that happen. If Aaron Rodgers could do a Tom Brady now, it would do incredible things for his reputation. I just don't think it's within the realm of possibility. If Kevin Durant can get Houston to an NBA Finals, I think it's within the realm of possibility. But is it? Yes. They were the second seed this year, and they just added, I don't know if you know this, Kevin Durant.
I know, but like, look at Kevin Durant's last few teams. Like, these teams have not even, like, they've been drastically underperforming.
But not because of Kevin Durant.
Well, a couple of times. Like, at a certain point.
He was awesome this year when he played. He was awesome this year. He was absolutely awesome this year.
And they were out of the play-in.
And I don't blame him at all.
His offense is awesome.
No, he's also a very good defensive player. He's a tremendous player. I think it is, again, I'm not predicting it because I think that it's Oklahoma City. I don't think the West is wide open. But if there's a team right now, my second favorite to come out of the West would be Houston.
I think I'm still picking Denver.
And I think in the end, so I'll be honest, like I give him a greater chance than I would have given Tom Brady when he went to the Bucks. I didn't think that was going to happen.
Yeah, because he's younger.
Barrel. I mean, what was Tom Brady in the end?
Brady was 45 when he went to the Bucks.
Yeah, there you go. He's 37. So, and he's got to run up and down the field at an actual clip, whereas Tom Brady just had to stand there, pretty much. But anyway, so I do think I kind of buy it. They're these great players with supernatural talent who are tainted for one reason or another, and are their reputations on the line? I think Aaron Rodgers is kind of established. I don't really even think it's sure. If he could do something that no one expects him to do, that would be unbelievable for his reputation. It almost feels more. Aaron Rodgers has been the player who carried his team to a Super Bowl that they would not have won without him.
Yes.
KD has not done that.
Agreed.
KD was the best player on that Warriors team when they won a title, but they won a title before him and after him.
Correct.
If Green Bay had been winning Super Bowls before and after Aaron Rodgers, it would have 100% diminished Aaron Rodgers. So it is 100% fair to diminish Kevin Durant by saying that.
They also, NFL Network was showing his MVP season last night on a marathon. He really was insane that year. It was unreal. The throws he was making, his ability to scramble and then just kill you. God, it was the best.
If you're looking for a new financial institution, Leaders Credit Union is the place to go. And I say that because we've been there twice now. Two folks in my family have set up accounts at Leaders. You can walk into the branch at Bartlett. You can walk into the brand new branch in Arlington. Or you can just download the app, the Leaders Credit Union app. And what you will discover is, first of all, the technology is incredible. The app is so easy to use. They're incredibly friendly folks. You know, it's not this big financial institution that changed name 72 times. And because it's a credit union, every dollar goes back into better technology, better rates, and better service. You don't have to take my word for it, although you should, but you could just go to leaderscu.com/ESPN. All right, we got a busy second hour because we got Chris Harrington. We'll discuss the draft and all manner of grisly stuff with him. And after that, we got Fish on Friday on Tuesday, our man in Washington, D.C. It is the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.